You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows from. Now, it's Christmas Eve, which is why today's episode is a little different. We're kicking off our MC Tech 3 year-end wrap. And over the next few episodes, we look back at the big stories that shaped India's startup and tech ecosystem in 2025. The one today is all about e-commerce, consumer internet, and the big shifts around it. Merry Christmas to you, Bhavya.
Merry Christmas, Chandra. And it really was the year where the lines blurred. Startups started behaving more like corporates. Corporates started shopping for startups. And IPOs became the default end game rather than an exception.
So let's start with M&A because that set the tone early in the year. At the beginning of 2025, sources told us that Hindustan Unilever or HUL was in talks to acquire Minimalist for 3,000 crores. Now that would have made it one of the largest deals in the beauty and personal care space.
Yes, and that deal did go through a few months later. The founders told us that they would continue running the brand with the same ethos even under HUL. Then towards the end of the year, we reported that Marico was buying Cosmix for around 300 crore rupees.
So the pattern is clear. Strategic buyers, especially FMCG majors, stepped in as consumer preferences shifted and growth stage capital stayed tight. So I guess it's good news for D2C brands because if you're good enough, a HUL, ITC or a Marico could just snap you up.
That's right. So IPOs, meanwhile, became the cleanest exit route. In 2025 alone, 50 new age companies went public. That list includes names like Meesho and Grow.
Not to forget Lenskart as well. Now, together, these listings unlock close to 40,000 crore in liquidity for investors like P15 Partners, Elevation, Axel and others, according to our analysis.
Yes, and this wasn't the end of the pipeline. In fact, around 20 more companies, including Zepto and PhonePe, are lining up for IPOs next year. For many startups that are 6 or 7 years old, the public market suddenly looked more realistic than late-stage private rounds.
Now, one IPO-related story that stood out involved Lenskart. Early in the year, sources told us that co-founder and CEO Piyush Bansal was buying company shares at a valuation of about $1 billion.
Is that number caught attention because Lenskart was targeting a valuation of around $10 billion for its IPO. The transaction later showed up in the company's DRHP.
Beyond the headlines, it signaled a broader shift. Several founders, including founders of Physicswala, Urban Company and Grow, started opting to be tagged as promoters, taking on more ownership and responsibility as they prepared for public markets.
Now you can't talk about 2025 without talking about quick commerce. The sector delivered news, drama and funding rounds in equal measure.
It started with leadership churn, and this is something that we've been on top of. Dunzo founder Kabir Biswas exited the company, then moved to Flipkart Minutes, and just minutes later, or rather months later, exited again, adding to the churn in the space.
Yes, we also broke the story on Zepto raising a massive $450 million from CalPERS. Analysts also told us that that deal would intensify competition between Zepto, Instamart and Blinkit.
And clearly, the competition didn't stay behind closed doors because data accessed by us showed that Instamart had become the second largest quick commerce player ahead of Zepto.
Okay, that's not the end of it. Soon after, Zepto CEO Adit Palicha told us in an interview that Zepto was clearly ahead of Instamart. Swiggy Group CEO Harsha Majithi, on the other hand, pushed back saying Swiggy would not chase growth that came with weak average order values.
It got more dramatic, Bhavya, when Palicha alleged the CFO of a rival firm was running a smear campaign against Zepto. So I guess all that's left for 2026 is a cage fight between Swiggy, Zomato and Zepto, or rather between Zepto, Blinkit and Instamart.
Totally sign me up for that. But the heat in quick commerce also led to a wave of vertical players. Baby care focused startups like Ozy and Pico returned for second funding rounds in under 5 months.
So vertical quick commerce is going to be a very hot theme. In fact, another segment that's gained momentum is quick services. And within that, Pronto we hear is in talks to raise around $25 million as investors continue to chase specialized plays in the category.
Yes, outside pure quick commerce, mobility and delivery platforms also drew a lot of investor interest. Rapido remained a standout in 2025.
That's right, Bhavya. Rapido raised $350 million from Prosus in one of the largest funding rounds this year. The deal included both primary capital and secondary share sales. In fact, just weeks later, Axel picked up Rapido shares from TVS Motor Company, confirming our earlier reporting. So Rapido's scale has become large enough that Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi publicly called it Uber's biggest rival in India. Ouch for Ola.
That's right. So investors are clearly positioning themselves for the long haul. Nexus Venture Partners, for example, one of the most active backers in quick commerce space, was preparing to raise about $700 million for their eighth fund.
That's right. Now, this later became official. So overall, venture capital firms raised more than $3 billion in fresh funds this year with a focus on consumer internet and artificial intelligence. So if you zoom out, Bhavya, 2025 was about consolidation, discipline and public markets. Founders negotiated ownership more tightly, so more skin in the game. FMCG companies went shopping and IPOs became the preferred exit route. And overall, quick commerce stayed at the center of it all, driving funding, competition and headlines.
All right, that's our e-commerce and consumer internet wrap for 2025. In the coming editions, we'll also dig into other parts of the ecosystem that define the year. That's a wrap also for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Here's wishing all our listeners a very Merry Christmas. Now, there will be no edition of the Tech 3 podcast on Christmas. That's December 25th. But guys, we are not taking an extended vacation because we will be back with you for a fresh episode on Friday, the December 26th. So maybe you can listen to the podcast in the middle of Boxing Day. Thank you for joining us. And this is bye from Bhavya and me.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.